Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In an effort to create the illusion of normalcy in the four Ukrainian territories it has tried to annex, Russia held local and regional elections there between August 31st and September 10th. The Kremlin hopes these sham elections will demonstrate its control over these occupied territories, but they are nothing more than a propaganda stunt, said United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations, Robert Wood.
This is not a new tactic. These so-called elections in Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine are taking place nearly 1 year after the Kremlin staged sham referenda and purported to annex Ukraine's Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk oblasts, and over 9 years after Russia purported efforts to annex Crimea.
Armed soldiers accompanied a number of canvassers who went door to door to get out the vote, and soldiers, quote-unquote, guarded polling stations, intimidating voters. Many of the names on the ballots were familiar, as Russian-approved legislatures in the region were up for re-election. But a number of the candidates have only recently arrived from the far-flung corners of Russia and were largely unfamiliar to the voters. Nonetheless, the effort was for naught, as the results of the elections were predetermined in Moscow. The Kremlin knows full well its elections in Ukraine are a complete fraud, but some within the Russian government are concerned about the perceived legitimacy and voter turnout for the elections in the occupied areas, said Ambassador Wood.
These sham elections in no way represent a legitimate expression of the will of the people of Ukraine, who have consistently resisted and bravely fought Russia's efforts to change Ukraine's borders by force for nearly 19 months. These Potemkin elections are an affront to the principles enshrined in the UN Charter. The Ukrainian people are fighting to expel Russia's forces from their territory.
President Vladimir Putin is sorely mistaken if he believes that holding elections in occupied territories and forcing the populace to vote for Russian-backed candidates will solidify his hold on these areas or gain international recognition of their attempted annexation by Russia. The United States will never recognize the Russian Federation's claim to any of Ukraine's sovereign territory, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a written statement. We remind any individuals who may support Russia's sham elections in Ukraine, including by acting as so-called international observers, that they may be subject to sanctions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.